Welcome to Star Guys, a podcast about Stargirl on DC Universe and the CW. I'm Alex, a Star Justin. Guy.
Oh, I'm Justin, also a Star Guy.
I'm Pete, Star Guy here.
And this is the bonus deleted scenes podcast for the pilot, the first episode of Stargirl. Now, we've already done a full recap for the first episode as it stands on DC Universe. But on Universe, the episodes are usually running a little bit longer. The pilot was about 51, 52 minutes. And as it aired on the CW, it was 42 minutes long. So you got a good chunk of the episode cut out. So what we're going to talk about here is we're going to give you those 10 minutes back if you just watched the CW version.
I want my 10 minutes
We're
going to
talk
back.
About deleted scenes, stuff that was cut out from the DC Universe version to the CW version, what it potentially changed, what was different, and we'll chat through it. So I watched both versions of it.
Right.
I don't know that I caught everything. I'm sure there were some little snips here and there that went out. But I'm going to talk down some of the scenes. Some of them are kind of inconsequential. Some of them, I think, are a little more interesting. Starting off with this one, and I'll mention, of course, these are spoilers for the episode because we're going to be talking about random scenes in here. So if you haven't watched it, this is going to make no sense. But the first one that has got to go that was not in the CW episode, the scene where Pat is in the basement towards the beginning of the episode. They're in the new house, and he's got the JSA classified files on the Wizard, Brainwave, Ice Skull, the map, Starman's uniform, gone. None of that scene is in there. It goes right from them walking it's through
smart.
Town.
Cut that to out. Courtney you don't unpacking. Need that. You know what I mean? You don't need that.
Yeah, I don't know. I like that scene.
The fat. You know what I mean? Because you don't need to know that Pat knows these people, or you don't need to know that Pat keeps files on people in his shady basement. You know?
I feel like Pete,
Pat
you'd
in
be
a good light.
You'd be a hell of an editor to have on anything, really, where the director would be like, so how's that edit going? He's like, I canceled the whole thing. Nothing, cut it down to nothing. You don't need nothing. This.
You don't need,
trim
need to be doing
the fat,
this.
Trim the fat. Trim the fat. Oh, this is 1 minute long? Nice. Yeah.
It's opening nice credits and ending credits. That's what I keep.
My wife, she eats all the fat. I eat all the lean. We have a deal. Anyway, so that was completely gone. I don't think that was necessary. I feel like it repeated a bunch of information that we got from the opening scene, so I understand why they cut that. The next one, though, was interesting to me. This felt like a weird thing to cut. So after the scene where Courtney is unpacking, she looks up at that weird constellation that we still haven't figured out. The entire scene of Courtney texting on the way to school, Pat talking to her about moving and how it was hard on him.
Well, see, that's I'm glad they kind of cut that because that was showing Courtney as kind of being like, yeah, whatever. I don't want to connect with you, or I don't want to hear your story or whatever. I'm in this new place that I don't want to be, and I haven't really come to grips with that yet. So, like, I'm glad because that scene made her look bad a little bit, you know. And if we're rooting for her, you know, I don't want to hold on to those things as we move forward. So I can kind of understand that.
You're a propagandist.
I like the scene. I missed the scene a little bit. I felt like this establishes a bond between Pat and Courtney pretty early on. And it's a good scene between them. We don't get a lot of those. Not a bond, but if anything, like him trying to establish that bond and reaching out to her, which sets up a lot of what happens later in the episode, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, their bond, I think, if the rest of the series plays out like the comic and like we expect, their bond is a huge part of the show. It is what the whole show spins on. So I do think we need to see it.
Okay. What's here's next? Something we're coming up on. Pete's got to get through this. Here's something I think you will be upset about, Pete. So the way that the episode goes on the CW, again, it goes from Courtney unpacking for the weird constellation. We get a quick shot of Luke Wilson, Pat saying, have a super great day. And then we go right to the gymnastics scene. So we don't see Courtney walking into the school. We don't see it packed. And Pete, no shot of the weird janitor.
Janitor shot. We got janitor shots. We got two creepy ass janitor shots in the full version. You can't take the creepy janitor shot out.
Can I jump ahead and say they cut the other creepy janitor shot out later on? There's no creepy janitor in the CW version. Well, like,
who's creepily cleaning the school?
Yeah, exactly. And how also, like, that's a fun seed to plant early to be like, hey, pay attention to this fucking guy in the background, you know?
Always fucking watch the janitors. That's what they should do.
Honestly, I barely paid attention to the rest of the pilot. I was just watching it for that janitor. Mm-hmm. That's what I was into. I was excited.
So let me get this straight. They cut out that bullshit line about the cheerleading versus, you know,
gymnastics.
No,
that's still in there. The whole scene of her getting her picture taken is still in there. It's just the shot of her walking through and you see the magic guy in the school and the creepy janitor, which
no magician either?
No child magician?
Wow.
Obviously the most professional magicians are children.
What show is this anymore? Like, I don't even know if this is the same show.
It's really not.
I'm outraged.
Here's another one
you're
that I think
you got real. This out is of this show.
I got to be honest. I didn't realize how much this next thing would upset you until we taped the full podcast, where I was like, "Oh, that's a quick shot that they just cut out." They cut out the establishing shot of the auto parts shop. Pete.
Wow.
Which means that there was no shot of the sweet ride there.
Okay, I don't know what show this is anymore. I don't know what's happening. If you aren't going to keep the essential things in the episode, what are we even watching?
Well, actually, I think they took a lot of that footage and they just pitched a new show to the CW called Cadillacs and Janitors. All right. That I think you're going to really enjoy.
Cadillacs, Janitors, and sweet ass Adidas shell toes. Clean, super clean.
Yeah, you are. I don't know what draws your eye to shit, but you're so weird. What is this shell toe Adidas thing,
dude? Come on, man. Shell toe Adidas. Oh, come on.
All right, we're running a little low on time here, so let's get through the other stuff.
Oh, you want to move on? Okay.
Yeah, no, I do. I do want to move on. There's only a couple of other things that got cut out. So there is the scene of Barbara, the mom, walking to American Dream is a little bit shorter. She's kind of just there getting her office. And then the biggest scene that I feel like changes things the most in the episode is the two popular girls approaching Courtney. That scene, trying to recruit her for the cheerleading squad, is completely gone. And I like this change. The reason I like this change is because it emphasizes Courtney's isolation in the episode by not having it there. It doesn't give her a chance to become one of the popular girls. It immediately sends her into school. She gets this picture taken, finds out the things that she doesn't like, that she wanted to do, are not there anymore. And then she has no choice but to sit at the loser's table, at the singles table. And I think that actually streamlines it really nicely, personally.
Yeah, I buy that. I think that's cool. The idea that she is completely out of touch here without having she has no one to really turn to at all without having it be antagonistic is more interesting, I think.
Yeah, that's an interesting choice.
What you get worked up about, Pete, is amazing. The last, I think, two scenes that got cut, as mentioned earlier, scene of her after detention missing the bus, the weird janitor being there, her seeing a little girl eating with her dad. That's all gone. Wait.
So the no janitor, I knew that, but they also cut her missing the bus?
Yes.
Wow. Wow. Who's directing this?
Glenn Winter is directing this.
Who's editing this?
Yeah. And the last scene that's missing, which is an interesting scene to cut out as well, I think, is the scene of whoever that villain is who's breathing cold stuff out of his mouth. I don't know who it could be. At the grave, Brainwave calling him, telling him not to do anything, and Brainwave not listening and being in his costume. That's completely gone as well.
Other creepy villain. So you don't really know that the villains are kind of like connected. It just shows.
Yes.
Wow. And you don't know that Brainwave's going rogue either.
Well, I mean, you figure that out. Yeah, I guess you don't know that he's going rogue, which is interesting. That is a big change. How do you feel about
that
one, Justin?
I was just thinking about the difference between like the longer cut goes on the DC Universe app, which is, you would think, going to be appealing more to fans of comic books or hardcore fans of superhero shows. When on the CW, it's going to be maybe more like someone who's just casually tuning in, so you don't need as much of that superhero world building, like cutting out the JSA classified files, and now this scene we're just talking about. Yeah,
that's kind of crazy. It's kind of like, you know, how Zelbin likes to watch TV. Just put something in the background and don't really pay attention to it.
What are you talking about? I watched this pilot twice in two different versions so we can talk about it.
Well, I'm just saying sometimes
he's telling us about it.
It's just sometimes when you watch things, you know, you're like, I like it as background material.
You're specifically talking about Arrow. You're talking about Arrow, and I like watching Arrow.
I'm very defensive about it. Yeah,
I'm saying I like watching Arrow in the background. Watch Arrow. I like watching Arrow in the background because it's mostly like pew 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 pew. That's nice. You can just kind of tune out, and it's like listen to music, except it's shouting and fighting.
See, I do something a little bit different with Arrow. I put it on in another room, and then I leave the room. And then I throw a match over my shoulder and burn down the room.
Wow, that's rough. Well, I'm glad that they get the view, though. You know, like I hope you let it burn long enough where it counts like as a view for the show.
It's not on anymore. They canceled the show.
Oh, man.
What do you mean counts as a view? Yeah, this is TV.
Counts as a view would be nice. Give them a little credit.
Justin is a Nielsen family.
Yeah, and you wouldn't believe the points they take off when you burn down the room with the TV in it.
I bet.
All right, I just think that it's interesting. Box. This is the last time, Justin. No more Nielsen boxes after this.
I make my own choices, Nielsen.
I just think it's interesting that, like, CW is getting a very pared down, not even the same show. And, you know, the DC Universe is giving you like a full show.
I got to tell you, I miss some of the things like the villain development and the creepy janitor, which to your point, Pete, I know you're semi-joking, but like I do think is an interesting thing to see right
from
the beginning.
That's going to be a big payoff, man. There's
going to be a big payoff there. But some of the other cuts, I think, actually make it smoother, like cutting out the JSA file scene. It's just not as necessary. We already have that information. And like I said, cutting out the thing with the cheerleaders, I think, like, just it helps Courtney's character. Like, it helps the flow of the show a little bit. So they're not two intrinsically different things, but it's certainly kind of fascinating if you are inclined, if you are watching the show and liking the show, to seek out both versions just to see how it kind of like changes the paths of the characters a little bit.
Yeah,
there you go. All right, that is our Deleted Scenes podcast. We gave you actually about 10 minutes, a little bit plus. So there you go. We'll take it away the next podcast. Don't even worry about that. But in the meantime,
we're greedy with our minutes.
If you'd like to support us, patreon.com/comicbookclub. We do a live show every Tuesday at 7 p.m. to the internet, to Crowdcast and YouTube. Come hang out and chat Stargirl. Socially, Star Guys Pod on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, iTunes, Android, Spotify, Stitcher, or the app of your choice to subscribe and listen to the show. iTunes, leave us a comment. We appreciate those quite a bit. Comicbookclublive.com for this podcast and more. And for the Star Guys, signing off.